So talk about not learning from your financial mistakes in the banking industry. You remember that subprime mortgages were proliferating partially because people were robocalled, cold called. You could fill out an application on the air, and the credit worthiness of the people who actually took out these loans wasn't looked at very carefully. Well, it seems that the same procedure is being used to process foreclosures. And J.P. Morgan Chase has reported yesterday that it has suspended the legal proceedings on 50,000 foreclosures only 1 week after GMAC Mortgage halted foreclosures in 23 states because the paperwork was done shoddily or not even looked at all. Joining us to talk about what this means is Guy Sokala, publisher of Inside Mortgage Finance. He's on the line from Bethesda, Maryland. Guy, good morning.
Good morning.
So it seems to me the very same tactic that led to the subprime crisis is being used now to mess up the sort of a foreclosure, kind of other side of this whole mess. So would you say that's about what's going on here?
Well, it's a little different. You know, in one case, it was a rush to make as many loans as possible. In this case, the mortgage industry has just been inundated with a flood of defaulted mortgages, and it really doesn't have the capacity to handle them in an orderly fashion. And what we're seeing here is, you know, basically lenders that have taken shortcuts. And it appears that J.P. Morgan Chase, GMAC are not the only two. It's very likely that we're going to see other lenders or servicers step forward and say they have problems, too, with the foreclosures.
Now, the fact that J.P. Morgan has suspended proceedings on 50,000 foreclosures, I mean, that's fine for those folks. But these kinds of documents are, you know, they're molten lava in the sense that once a signature goes on that piece of paper and that floats out there in the ether, you know, credit rating agencies, et cetera, you're sort of nailed. What's the challengeability of these documents, and are the courts ready to deal with some sort of redress here?
Time will tell. We don't know that. You know, the official version from the servicers like J.P. Morgan Chase is this is something they can straighten out in several months. Maybe it is. Maybe it's something that, as you indicate, is going to lead to a lot of legal challenges, and it's going to really delay a lot of foreclosure actions for a year or more. We just don't know at this point.
What is the impact on housing prices when something like this happens? The number of foreclosed properties that go on the market increase the supply of houses, and you know you have an impact on the whole housing economy as a result of these things getting processed so quickly.
Well, you know, first of all, let's clarify. They're not being processed very quickly. I mean, mortgage servicers are trying to step up the pace this year, and that's one of the problems. But for the better part of the last 2 years, they've been under pressure from the federal government and everything else to go very, very slowly. So as a result, there's an unprecedented number of borrowers who are living in houses who haven't made mortgage payments for sometimes up to 2 years. Normally, that process would be 6 months or less. So it's dragged out quite a bit now, and really the problem we're seeing this year and this month, in fact, are the result of everybody trying to play catch-up on that situation.
And that's my question, Guy Sokala, because we have had this long, not just the government, but many agencies asking banks to really take their time and not rush into foreclosure. And now we hear that they've been robo-signing in order to rush foreclosures through. Which one is true?
Well, in theory, all the servicers have to follow, and they've had to for more than a year now, very specific government mandates in terms of whether they can restructure a loan, specifically modify it, basically go through two or three foreclosure avoidance steps. And what's happening is none of these steps require the servicer to take a loss on the property. If it's in the servicer does a calculation and determines that the most cost-effective way for them to get their money out of a defaulted borrower is to foreclose, there's nothing that stops them from doing it. And that's the problem we're seeing now.
Interesting.
In many cases, the servicers, on behalf of investors or whoever, is making the decision that foreclosure is the most financially viable alternative for them to take.
So then let's get into that a little deeper. The incentive structure within both the banking industry, the mortgage industry, and the servicing industry is to do as many of these as possible, to charge them off quickly, get to the quarterly report and get these properties off the books. It seems like the incentives are all toward actually doing this in a shoddy way.
Well, it's not necessarily in a shoddy way. You're right, though. There is pressure for them to resolve it. In many cases, banks are coming back and say, we have all these loans on the books that have been, we haven't received payments for a year or more, and regulators, investors, and everyone saying, clean up the books. Step up the pace of foreclosure. But don't, you know, it's not quite accurate to say they're rushing to do foreclosures. The problem is they don't have enough staff to handle the literally tens of thousands of foreclosures that are pretty much sitting on their desks now. They're not rushing to do it.
Well, I'm not, you know, I'm not accusing anyone of being sloppy out of a matter of making profits necessarily, but it seems with the incentives and all the pressure that you are describing, the lack of staff that you're also describing, you bring on a bunch of temps or you subcontract out some of this paperwork, you're really losing control of the error correction or quality control process. Is that fair to say?
Oh, yeah, there's no question. And again, it boils down to the mortgage industry is really at some level incapable of dealing with all the flood of foreclosures that they're facing right now, and they don't have enough staff to do it properly.
All right, so Guy, just give me a practical piece of advice. If I was foreclosed on in the last 6 months, and I wonder if there's any way to check my paperwork to maybe go back and see if there's a way to get this reversed, what would I do?
You're probably going to have to see legal advice. There are probably some legal groups, nonprofit, that could probably help you. But it's not the kind of thing a borrower is going to be able to do on their own.
Really? Interesting. So it'll cost you more to actually hire a lawyer to figure this out. Guy Sakala, publisher of Inside Mortgage Finance from his home in Bethesda, Maryland, about the reports by GMAC and J.P. Morgan that legal proceedings have been suspended on thousands of foreclosures because the paperwork was robo-signed or somehow paperwork details were missed. Thanks so much, Guy.
You're very welcome.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.